I was actually in Mongolia. I was there doing an internship at one of the state television stations in Ulaanbaatar, and I wanted to do a project outside of the internship. So I sort of went on couch surfing because I've used it before whilst traveling, and I was just trying to find interesting people with interesting stories. And I came across Begzuin's profile, and I was just amazed by the number of people he'd hosted and the cool things he was doing. So I got in touch with him, arranged to meet with him, and it kind of went from there.
Were you able to offer the family any practical advice, and did you receive any from them as part of the experience?
They taught me a lot about Mongolian culture. The family taught me about Mongolian music and Mongolian food and the countryside. I think I taught the kids a little bit about filmmaking, and there's definitely, yeah, some kind of cultural exchange going on between us. He taught me how to ride a bike around a busy city, and we were learning stuff off each other all the time, really.
Did Begzuin and his family help any other families nearby with couch surfing?
I think other families were very maybe skeptical at first of the idea, or weren't entirely sure what Begzuin was doing. And I know, like, he was in couch surfing, he sort of changed his diet and was making a lot of changes in his family's lifestyle. So I think the neighbors sort of watched keenly, but as far as I know, none of them have hosted. But when we were there, we met a few of the neighbors and they were friendly and stuff. And where he lived, not so many people spoke English. So I guess there's more of a barrier with the other families. But I'm sure since then there's been a sort of knock-on impact on the neighborhood with the projects and stuff he's been doing through couch surfing.
How prevalent is couch surfing in Mongolia and elsewhere in Asia?
When I was there, I think it was maybe 6 or 7 couch surfers listed for the whole of Mongolia. Like, I know that's increased since, but when I was there really was like a very few, so it's quite a small community. But I think with couch surfing, word spreads fairly fast, and I think there's a lot more now in Mongolia. As for the rest of Asia, I know in certain places there's a lot, and other places not so much, but I think couch surfing now has a pretty good coverage all over the world.
Would you say there's some kind of message about inviting foreign visitors to live in your home?
There's a strong message of just how much there's to gain for everyone. I mean, there's so much more in a place to sleep. It's such an exchange of ideas and cultures. It's so beneficial both for the people staying to get ideas of what to see and what to do from locals rather than from tour books or tour guides. And then for the people hosting to see so much of the world without leaving their own house, I think is amazing. You know, for people who can't travel or committed to work or committed to a certain city or place, they can host people from all over the world and just learn so much about countries that they may get to visit in the future or they may not. But there's still so many ideas being shared.
Begzuin says that couch surfing may change the world. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think definitely. I think there's been so many connections forged between people from all over the world. I think it's already, maybe in a small way, but it's already changed the world for some people. Definitely, I know there's lots of friendships and people have met on couch surfing and stayed in touch for years and years, and they've sort of gone to each other's places. Yeah, I think it shows a great side of humanity, which some people may not think exists anymore, you know, where people would let complete strangers in and put them up. And, you know, that element of trust, I think, is fantastic. And the more positive experiences couch surfing generates, the more trust there will be between people. So I think, yeah, it can definitely change the world.
Are you now an active part of the couch surfing culture?
Whenever I travel, whenever I get the opportunity to travel, couch surfing is one of the first things I do. If it's only a short trip and I can't stay with people, I always at least arrange to meet up with people in cities and they can show me around or give me tips what to see and what to do. So I use it all the time. And when I'm at home, I host people and show people around my own city. So, yeah, I'm quite active on couch surfing.